to the Final Whistle podcast.
Time you run.
Yes, time in our run. Start of round eight. Round seven was a round to forget if you were a referee, a bunker ref, or a match review committee panelist. We're going to rip into a few of the calls over the weekend. Josh Curran, the incident there. Talakai and Crichton doing a similar tackle. One sitting out for five weeks. The other one's free to play this week. And there's a few other inconsistencies that are happening. The fact that you've got one referee doing the correct thing, I guess, in terms of the set restarts inside your defensive 20, by simping players, and the other referees just don't do that. Interesting times ahead, though, mate. They're heading into an area where you're getting to a point where there's going to be no coming back from these stupidity calls on the field, mate.
Yeah, without a doubt. And ultimately, it's going to cost a player career, and it could also cost a coach his job as well. So we'll get to that very, very shortly.
Accountability, mate. That's the biggest thing. And
100%.
The referees, they're not held accountable. The only ones that are held accountable to is their own little core group. There's no press release. There's no people being dropped. You never hear us bag, lag, have a go at junior referees, because the junior referees are the lifeline of the game. And at one stage, these referees, except for referees that have come through as an ex-player, but the referees that are purely referees, they have at one stage started out here at the juniors levels. But then there was a bit of talent, sorted amongst them, and they've gradually got their way to where they are now, earning $100,000 a year as a full-time referee. If you're good enough to become a full-time referee, well, then, you're good enough to referee, but the caliber of referees that we have at the moment bewilders me. It really does. To the point where, we're sitting here talking about referees. We shouldn't be talking about referees or the match review committee or the bunker, and the bunker are referees or ex-referees as well. What we should be here talking about is the product of the game. The product. The players are the product. Unfortunately, we're not. We're talking about the referees who officiate the game but are doing it poorly. Very poorly. Inconsistent, too much grey and black and white. There is a rule book there that's black and white. Rule the game to the laws on that rule book. Don't try to interpret that rule different. If it's there in black and white, you referee the game black and white. Don't bring no grey in it.
100%. Couldn't agree much more.
What's on the pod tonight, mate?
Junior reps, so semi-final results.
Grand finals this week.
Getting to the pointy end of the season, which is great. Round 7 review, New South Wales around the grounds. Look long, play short. Junior Rugby League segment is back. Got young Joseph from Wentworthville Magpies, under 6-1, so that'd be great chat there. South Sydney fan. And also we'll preview round 8. But jump straight into it, mate. Junior reps results.
Yes, so in the Harold Matthews in the semi-finals, Parramatta, they got the cookies there in the Battle of the West, 14 points to 6 in a tight game. And Manly, who were minor premiers, they did away with Western Suburb Magpies pretty easily there, 32-12. So it's now Manly versus Parramatta, Silver Tails versus the Westies this weekend. And, mate, well, I'll quickly get I'll get Tasha Galway out of the way for you, mate, and I'll let you do the SG ball. Tasha Gale, the Dragons, they defeated the Knights 26-10. Knights are out the door. Indigenous Academy Roosters, they were too good for the Illawarra Steelers, defeating them 22-4. So that would now mean that the third place after regular season Indigenous Academy Roosters are taking on the fifth place after regular season Dragons in the GF this week, mate. What's with SG Ball?
SG Ball, we have Steelers defeated the Roosters 42-32 in a high-scoring affair, and the Raiders defeated Manly 20-18. So that means the Steelers will verse the Raiders in the grand final, which will be 6 up against 4th in the regular season.
Very good, very good. So that's That's very good. We have a
Mad Short Chopper.
No, I think that's the Army. I don't think that's Polair. Sounds like the Army. Sounds like more than one going across. So we'll take this opportunity to go to an air break while the Army flies over the house here at Mount Druitt.
Rampage Mouthguards is a family-run and operated business, combining their careers, passions of sport and dental technology. The team decided to go into operation with the purpose of bringing customers quality, custom-made, dental-grade sports mouthguards at a reasonable price.
More reasonable price, guys. You've now got a promo code, as Rampage has joined up with TFW, offering 15% off mouthguards for your players, either female, male, doesn't matter. There are mouthguards for everyone. You can get them custom designed, so you can get the Aboriginal flag, you can get your Samoan flag, Tongan flag, Australian flag, your name, your club's name, your team, your NRL team's name. You can even have TFW on your mouthguard if you really wanted to. TFW15 is the promo code. Rampage is on all social medias, Facebook, Insta. Hit them up and get your mouthguard today. Protect your teeth. Don't look like me. Yes, don't look like me. They are very good, the Rampage mouthguards. Get up there and talk to Gav. He's a good fella. Loves a good drink. Loves a good chat too. Corporate box the other week. Knights, they were in the fight on Friday, on Thursday night, and a lack of ball possession in the end. Panthers were too good with that victory, 24-6. For most part, we were both out of this match. For most part, mate, 10-6 at half time. And yeah, they were there in the grind just towards the end. The Panthers just came strong. We talked about it at the top, mate, about 4 minutes ago, in terms of inconsistent refereeing, and we talked about Grant Atkins doing the sin bin after repeated set restarts inside the 20 there on goal line defence, and you said it yourself. Newcastle had three or four of them, and surely if that's the rule that everyone's got to go off, Gerard Sutton should have sent a player into the bin, the last player that came in on that last set restart, but he didn't. And again, mate, we're blowing up on the inconsistencies here. Big call here. Late in the game there, Newcastle does a short kickoff, and it gets knocked back. They go captain challenge, and they deem it a mutual infringement because the ball was still live, and a tackle hadn't been made. When
Jarrod Sutton blew his whistle.
Jarrod Sutton blew the whistle to say it was a knock on. Go up, review it, find out that there was no infringement, but the tackle was still alive. Do we come to a point, and I'll ask this one before actually getting to the ruling. Does it come to a point now that referees have to wait until a tackle is made, whether it is 30 metres sideways, 30 metres down the ground, so that they have a point to come back, so they don't go to a mutual, the mutual infringement, because it's very rarely the mutual infringement has been used, and it has been changed since the 2019 grand final. So the 2019 grand final did change the mutual infringement. The mutual infringement used to be territorial advantage, right? So on the old ruling of mutual infringement, who gets the ball?
The old ruling is who had the ball.
No, the old ruling is territorial advantage.
Yeah, so where the ball ends up.
So the ball was in the Newcastle attacking half. Newcastle will get the ball. That's before old man trainer from Roosters gets in the way and changes the mutual infringement. So now the mutual infringement rule is you go back to the last play.
The last play was the kickoff.
Exactly. So why did we play the ball for? Why didn't we go back to a kickoff? So that's saying there that not even the number one referee, according to the games he gets, doesn't even know the rules properly. Well, he doesn't know the rules properly.
No, it was the bunker decision.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you're the man in the middle. The bunker can say, hey, look, it's this, and you can go, hey, no, hold up. I read the law book. Mutual infringement is the play before is the kickoff. Let's go back and redo the kickoff. That's where you need the balls as a number one referee, And I do that with the little, you know, the asterisk.
Inverted commas.
Inverted commas that the people can't see here. But yes. So if the number one referee in the game doesn't know the laws, you know, all the rules and the laws surrounding a mutual infringement, how does second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, down to whatever they got in their top full-time squad, what does that set for you? It doesn't do much.
No, even the players didn't even know what was going on either. Everyone was having a good old laugh, having a cup of tea.
Mate, that's the state of our game. Like, I get it. The mutual infringement rule is probably going to be used once in every 40 games. But you got to know the rules. You get paid $100,000.
And more.
Do you train 24/7 during the week? No, there's enough time there to go, hey, hold up, I might need to refresh myself on the laws, or, you know, refresh myself. If I was a head top ref, I'd be looking at the rule book every 2-3 weeks. Just to refresh, so that you go, oh, hold up, this hasn't happened for a while. Let me go back and refresh this chapter of the rule book.
Yeah, they you should know. All. It's always good for revision.
Mate, get on to the next game, Friday, 6 p.m.
Benji Marshall inspired South Sydney to a 40-30 comeback from behind victory. Dave Fafita scores his second hat-trick of the season, in which wasn't enough to get his side the win. Titans back-to-back losses, while South Sydney make it 3 straight.
Yeah, look, half-time, it was a very, very silent household here, because I've got two South Sydney fans. But at the end, they were both singing glory, glory. So to me, it's always two halves in a game, and that's what I tell my players. That's what I tell, you know, many people that have peed off after a half time, especially like the scoreline that it was, 24-10. Two halves of football. You have a look at it. You have David Feeder on fire in the first half, Benji Marshall quiet-ish in the first half, because obviously the late changes that came through there, everyone's still trying to shuffle through and figure out what they were doing. Come second half, Benji's on fire. David Feeder's 2 touches in the whole second half of the ball.
Got his paycheck in the first half, went home.
But, you know, look, get back to David Feeder. He's a good player, a real good player, living up to the dollars that he signed for, which is good. You always find if a player is a paycheck player, or if he's actually in it for the love of the game, and the money that he's been paid warrants the reason why he's, you know, getting paid that. Now, in the first half, if you know, you said, you know, did good, went missing in the second half. Sits on 9 tries, second in the try scoring market. So it'd be interesting. I don't think there's ever been a forward who's topped the try scoring list for a long time. Like at least for since we've been alive, and since at least 88, I don't recall. No.
Menzies?
I'll have to go back. Menzies would have to be...
That's the only one I can think of top of my head.
Menzies would be pre-2003, because I've gone back to 2003 after a comment on our social media post about it, and went back to 2003, and Menzies didn't top there. So if he's topped it, he's topped it in the 90s.
There you go.
So we'll have to check that. We might do that for radio. Let's get into the next game. Look, I really like Benji's, while we're getting ready for the next game, I really like Benji's gamesmanship, and it shows that it does.
It's Benji coming now on his
motorbike. Yeah, he's coming on his motorbike to have a quick chat to us from Whakatane. Look, it shows what a side that are all on the same page can do, as opposed to a side like the Tigers who aren't on the same page. You know, and look, Benji Marshall had last night on NRL 360 had all the praise in the world for Keon Kulamatangi. Just the way he said, you know, you can't teach proper line running. You can show them, but you can't teach that instinct to go in and then out, or out and then in at the last second. And he said that's what made him look even better was Kulamatangi. Let's go to the 8 o'clock game, the Sivo Show. The Flying Fijian scores a hat-trick in Darwin to put away the hapless Broncos side 46-6. Now, We won't talk too much about Parramatta because they basically had a training run. However, Parramatta 7 could be in a Broncos 7 jersey next year. You just don't know that. But we get told when Milford gets dropped, right, that he's going to spend a month in Q Cup. Fast forward 2 weeks and he's back. He's back in the list again. It's I don't know what Kevy's doing. Do you, Dale?
Nah, I think it's just heads or tails. Heads or tails. I know he's got it. Obviously, the cap's going to be much better next year. But come on, guys! Like a better fight. And the Eels weren't even that great either. They dropped a lot of ball too. I know it was hot and humid and up in Darwin, but both sides had to play in it.
32 degrees, 70% humidity. It's something that most footy players don't get in April when they play in the traditional states that they play in. They got Tyson Gambling this week, I think. But they put Milford back in. They just got to show a bit of heart, the Broncos do.
Resilience. When the 50-50 call goes against them, that's it. And
they roll over and die.
Exactly. And we'll go on to the 5:30 game.
Yes.
On Saturday. Bulldogs win, finally. Trent Barrett gets his first win as Canterbury coach with an 18-12 victory over the Cronulla Sharks. We'll get into the Talakai shoulder charge very shortly. But this first half, it felt like it went forever. He had, three tries, four disallowed tries, and five captain challenges. It went for 60 minutes.
Lovely, don't you love that, huh? Captain challenge?
Went forever and a day. Anyways, Talakai shoulder charge, worth 6 weeks, take an early plea for four.
No, it's not even a shoulder charge. He had his arm out. Yeah, he didn't get the arm right around. And, shoulder made contact with the head, but the first contact was shoulder on shoulder, and then the momentum slipped it up. Rugby league is a contact sport game. Yes, whilst we do everything in our powers to avoid hitting the head, there are some times where it's going to be accidents where what has happened has happened. But to rub a player out for 4 weeks and then the same goddamn tackle happens the next day and old mate's free to go, that's just, to me, is totally bullshit. And this referee, he should really take another look at himself. And he got 10 to bin, didn't he, as well, in the game? Because I was out at this game, so I was out while this game was on, so I didn't quite see it. I had to watch it on replay.
Did you see Trent Barrett?
Yeah.
A bit emotional after the game. It's good to see.
Yeah.
How good is he walking up and down the touchline?
It's good, mate.
He's getting his steps up. I like it. It's old school.
Yeah, it is. And, sometimes you've got to change your coaching style up. If his old ways at Manly didn't work, then you've got to change it. And I feel he's probably decided to flip it and change it, and it's starting to pay off. Still a work in progress, but yes. I was really, really, really happy to see the Bulldogs get a win. And it is still a long road ahead, but runs on the board is better than none.
Now, go on this game. This is the game that cost me a perfect round.
Which one?
This next one.
Nice.
Take the Raiders. 24-6 up. Thank you.
Yeah. Bum-bum. Cowboys, they come from 18 points behind to win 26-24 over the Raiders. Look. Yeah, it was good. It's good to see. It's good to see the Cowboys winning. But a bit of coincidence for you. You want a bit of coincidence?
Go on.
Cowboys have won 3 in a row. Dragons have lost 3 in a row. Who's at the Dragons now?
Maguire.
Coincidence.
He hasn't won a game in 7 weeks.
Coincidence? I think not. Let's. There have been a few players dropped, which we'll get to in the preview. Let's get on to the next game, Dale.
First game on Sunday, Turbo and DCE masterclass, the romping of a hapless West Tigers, 40-6. I turned this on. West Tigers had all the momentum, all the ball, 6-0. And then, next minute, bloody 18 points in 6 minutes. They went three back-to-back tries, and it was game, set, match.
Inspirational and intriguing. The free eyes for Tommy T back in 2 weeks and 76 points in a team that couldn't even get past 14, 16 points.
They scored more points in this game than they had in the first month of football.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy. Right. Tommy, don't go racing people on the Corso.
We need you for Origin, bud.
Let's go. Sammy Walker, he steps up after they lose Teddy to sink the Dragons. 34-10 on Anzac Day, probably other than State of Origin, any Anzac test that happens between Australia and New Zealand in the grand final. This fixture
tradition
is probably arguably the best and the biggest game of the year, and the fact that the Melbourne and the Warriors have decided to come in for the last 10, 11 years and do their one, which is the game after this one, which we'll talk about. It was good to watch the Sky Blue. Talking points out of this match is obviously the Pereira Simbin. I feel, it should have been a send off.
They give Heather. That's worse than Heather's, yeah. 100.
It is. But if you put on your devil's advocate coat and you look at the other side of it, Teddy was slipping slightly, but still, it's a swinging forearm, closed, clenched fist. Even if Teddy was standing upright a bit more, he was still going to cop it on the neck, like Heatherington. So look, and you know what's even more comical? It's the same referee from both games. Ashley Klein sends Heatherington off, sends Pereira to the bin for probably an identical forearm. I won't say an identical tackle, but an identical forearm swinging in. Heatherington's one was his left arm swinging in, copped the forearm. Pereira was the right arm, slightly down because old mate Teddy was falling. But it's the same. It's the same swinging reckless arm. That's what the Ravalara.
You like that hit, or he got what, 2-3 weeks for that, didn't he?
Yeah. Look, I don't think he had his. I don't think he had his left arm out. I think his left arm was cocked, but that's because he was just running across the field to do it. And look, Ravalara was lucky. If he decided to try to do it a bit lower, he probably would have copped a knee to the head and he would have been out for concussion anyway himself. So
I'm surprised he didn't go higher. He probably would have been sent off for that too.
This is the ongoing thing. There ain't going to be blow my whistle this week because the whole previous 20 minutes, every game we've spoken about and even at the top of the show has been about the inconsistency of the referee, the bunker and the MRC. So, and again, we're going to talk more about it in the next game as well because it's the most comical and farcical call of this whole weekend, of this whole year, of the last probably 2 years in terms of penalties and sin bins comes in the next game. Just to highlight as well, Victor Radley gets 10 in the bin for a slap in the face on Munster and Munster stays down. Joey Manu cops the exact same thing from Tarek Sims. Stays upright, runs and scores a try. Right? This one gets bowled straight through, goes straight to the keeper. Right? The referee misses it on the field. The bunker misses it and watching the replays 3 or 4 times in that 90 seconds to see if there's anything illegal in the attacking way on the try, which is the new thing that the bunker does, right? Fast forward, the MRC misses it as well. Tarek Singh comes out and does the exact same thing as Victor Radley, right? Because Joey Manu is a bigger player and doesn't want to milk a penalty or go down from a slap and look soft because he's a big boy, runs straight on, keeps going, scores a try. So why is that being missed by everyone, right? Yet Victor Radley gets 10 in the bin and Paul Momorowski gets hit by the MRC when everyone missed it on the game. You know what I mean? There's the inconsistencies there.
Without a doubt. And that's what I keep saying, mate. Like, I backed, was it Aikens? Atkins, yep. That if that's his standard and that's the letter of the law and he does that week in, week out, 24 rounds, then that's the standard that everyone has to meet. And credit to him because, the Dragons deserve probably maybe 2 in the bin at that stage because it was, when they've a couple of weeks ago. So, but anyways, we'll get on to the last game.
Ashley Klein's referee, need I say more?
We'll get on to the last game. Jerome Hughes, 4 try assists, led his side to victory. Was a depleted Warriors outfit. They move RTS to the wing and they brought in Reece Walsh, who actually had a killer game. Got a try, 2 try assists, something like that. But, they end up losing 42-20, but yeah, Curran, I know it's a massive talking point. I turned the, literally when I saw that, I was about 15 second delay, and I was chatting to a few mates on inbox on social media, and already knew the outcome before it happened, sort of thing. And yeah, so I just turned it off, and I was like, I'm just going to watch Lego Masters. You know what I mean?
Oh, look, it was shocking. You know, if anyone deserves a charge, if anyone deserves 10 in the bin, it's Mamalo. Mamalo comes in and hits the shoulder hits the face of Jennings after the head clash between Jennings and Curran. Like, you know, we don't like seeing players being injured, but it is rugby league and it is going to happen. Unfortunately, this is what happens, you know, with the game. And, you know, look, I reckon Gus Guild hit it on the head on 100% footy on Monday night. The NRL needs to stop catering for the mums of the junior league. NRL is a competition. It is brutal. It is hard. Yes, there are hard hits. Yes, some hits may go a bit awry, and you know, head knock or head to shoulder is going to happen. As he said, he goes, leave the tackling and all that that happens in the junior league to the junior league coaches and the junior league general managers across Australia. Because the kids will still go to play rugby league because it's on TV, it's a spectacle, they want to play it. They're not going to turn around. Kids aren't going to turn around and go, oh, mum, I don't want to play rugby league because there's too many head clashes or there's too many headshots. The kid is going to play rugby league because he wants to play rugby league, okay? Forever and a day. You know, every time there's something that happens to the junior league and people threaten that they're going to boycott. No, they're not. They still turn up and they still play. So, as Gus Guild said, they need to take the fear of, you know, junior league parents out of the game because it's a competition. The NRL is a competition. NRL is not the game or the governing body, right? Even though they do have their name across a lot of the stuff for junior league now. The NRL is a competition within the game of rugby league. You and I can play rugby league out here in the park, one-on-one rugby league. We're not playing NRL because we're not playing the NRL competition. We're playing a game of rugby league. That's what they got to understand. It's Australian rugby league, not Australian NRL.
And on that note,
let's get to an ad break.
At Good Buddy Sports, we take pride in providing our customers with the highest quality sporting equipment at competitive prices.
Yeah, and how competitive can you get now that you have the TFW promo code, as Good Buddy has teamed up with TFW to give you guys the cheapest deal going around. 10% off if you use promo code TFW21. That's right, TFW21 will get you 10% off your orders at goodbuddysports.com.au. Dale, got a number for him?
Yeah, if you want to give them a call, just give them a call at 9525-1895. That's 9525-1895.
TFW, Good Buddy, giving you great deals. Here we go, New South Wales around the grounds. There wasn't much footy. I forgot to put up the Junior League post too. There was some Junior League happening. Let's get into New South Wales Cup. Dale.
Panthers 19 defeated Knights 6. Newtown 30 defeated Mounties 14. Eels 38 defeated Souths 20. Western Suburb Magpies 46 defeated Blacktown Workers Seagulls 6. Bears 26 defeated Dragons 12. And Raiders had the bye. Western Suburb Magpies, mate, they're 5 from 5 the last 5. They're actually playing some great quality football, which is good to see.
I don't know what else Jock Madden can do. I honestly don't know what else Jock Madden can do.
Have you seen the fullback for that team? He's got the best mullet in the game.
Yeah, he's great. But I honestly, what has Jock Madden got to do to get a run?
Is he a full-time contract?
Yeah, he's on the top 30. I don't know what he's got to do.
Maybe they want to win New South Wales Cup.
Obviously, they're not worrying about their NRL side, that's for sure.
There you go.
Harvey Norman's Women's Premiership. West Tigers defeated the Wentworthville Magpies 38-10. Look at that. The lower grades NRL. Sack the NRL side, bring Western Suburbs side into the NRL. Bring the girls up. They're doing a lot better than the boys. Central Coast Roosters defeated Canberra 56-0. The Bears got a good win over Helensburgh 14-6. They did have a couple of late injuries late in the game. The Bears did. I think we finished with 14 or 15 on the bench. Mounties had a huge win over Glebe, Dirty Red, 62-8. St. Mary's 16 defeated South 0 on Monday Night Football at New South Wales Centre of Excellence, and the Sharks had the bye. Dale, mate, give us the Massey update. What happened with Massey last week?
Mounties 21 defeated Silktails 20. A 79th minute Harry Leedy field goal sealed the victory for Mounties. St. Mary's 48 defeated Blacktown Workers Seagulls 0. Western Suburb Magpies 26 defeated Windsor 18. There you go, three ticks for them. Right Eastwood Hawks 28 defeated Canberra 14. Wentworthville 32 defeated Heels Bulls 12. And Glebe had the bye. Sydney Shield, bud.
Yes, Sydney Shield. Moorebank 26 defeated Burrows 22. St. Mary's defeated Brothers 42-20. That was a top four clash too. That's the difference. 23 points difference between first and fourth. Competition's already over. Windsor 40 defeated East Campbelltown Eagles.
First victory for Windsor.
40-30. Yes, that was their first victory too. Right Eastwood Hawks 36 defeated Canberra 22. The Hills Bulls defeated Wente 24-20. And Cronulla Caringbah had the bye.
No jersey flag results for some reason.
Oh, content, man. We're going to smack you in the mouth.
Oh, good, mate. We'll go straight into the Denton Engineering Cup while you sort through the jersey flag stuff. So Pickers 58 defeated Seagull 6. Butcher Boys 24 defeated Rosellas 10. Wyong 30 defeated Cessnock Goannas 12. Scorpions 40 defeated Curry 12. The Entrance Tigers 19 defeated South 16 in a close victory.
Yes, I do have jersey flag up now. Parramatta defeated Rabbitohs 48-12. This is because content man forgot him.
Actually, I don't know what happened.
That was
then.
You, mate. You content man. I don't know. Panthers 40 defeated the Thunderbolts 20. Cronulla Sharks went down to the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs 12-28. Maybe they need to play jersey flag before first grade more often because that's what happened there. See, the first grade boys, Jesus, you know, they've won. We've got to put it on. West Tigers defeated Manly 26-18, and the Roosters had a thumping win, 42-18, and that would be because Ronald Volkman had returned to Sydney Roosters after having a few weeks up there in the Bears. Jersey Flag will have some great games this weekend as well. Let's get into an ad break. We'll come back and we'll talk about this... this plan that they want to do conference style day. We'll have a quick chat about that. And then, yeah, we'll get into look long, play short with young Joseph, who is eagerly here waiting to come on board. He's ready to go. Get him off the iPad, get him on the mic.
Remember to strap yourselves in for a good cause with Victor Sports. Everything from strapping tape, sports medicine items, braces, foot care, and injury preventions, while also facilitating your hygiene needs for your COVID plans in 2020.
That's right, Dale. COVID plans are out and you need your hygiene, and David and Jenny from the team are happy to help you out, making sure you guys are COVID safe to be able to play for your junior footy. Their goal is to equip athletes and medical professionals with the most advanced sports medical products that is available at your fingertips. Even if you're a small local club or a weekend warrior like myself, Victor Sports will be happy to help. So get on board, contact 9211-0033, ask for David or Jenny, make sure you tell them that the Final Whistle Boys sent you here to get your gear so you can be strapped up for whatever cause you may be doing out there in Sportland.
Peter Verlandis is probably a real go-getter fella, mate. We love what he's done so far for the game. We love his leadership through COVID. However, I'm probably not a big fan of his latest attempt or plan to reshape
the game. So the NRL is considering the biggest shape-up in the competition's 113-year history, floating the possibility of conference-style systems to several clubs already. So the league officials have already met with half the competition's clubs in the recent weeks, sharing a vision for the league's future as they try to push towards expansion and what expansion could look like. Look, it's understood that one of the meetings, or what in one of the meetings, the strategy has been mentioned that it's going to be Sydney and a non-Sydney conference. Now, quite simply put, that ain't going to work. Why should Canberra and Newcastle have to do all the travelling whilst all the Sydney teams are, you know, just going from one town to another, not having to travel? That also eliminates any kind of
road trips,
you know, get home on the same day. That's just, look, it's not good, because then you got the other half of the competition essentially travelling. So you have one half of the competition, you know, players coming home to see their wives, their parents, their family, and all that on the same day, and the others have got one or two days to, you know, turn it around. So, look, it's obviously in its infancy. It's, what, 2021? They're looking at, you know, bringing in the second Brisbane side in 2023, and then, you know, either another New Zealand side or Perth. So that would allow for a 19 conference in each two conference. So there are, I'm guessing, the only advantage would be if you're a Sydney fella, you know, you can follow your team to every game because it's all in the Sydney Basin. That's probably the only advantage I'd see.
I just feel we're trying to go too Americanized. Like, we need a result after 80 minutes. We don't like draws. And, you know, conferences, that's NFL, that's basketball, that's all that stuff over there. It works well over there because they got millions and millions of dollars. They've got great athletes, and it's all very competitive across the board sort of thing. But, you know, if you've got Newcastle flying to Queensland every second week, Canberra flying in and out every second week, like, it's going to be – and then Warriors as well flying – like, they're going to base themselves in Australia, or they're going to be flying it every second week too?
With the Warriors, they already do that now. Take out the COVID thing, they're flying in and out anyway as it is.
Yeah, so, yeah, too Americanized for me. And then it just – obviously, the top four from conference – you know, A and Conference B, whatever they want to call it. And then you can't get, obviously, this, if you're playing the same conference, you can't play in the grand final. So ultimately, everyone wants a Roosters versus South Sydney grand final. Been screaming out for it for 100 years, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't think it will work. Obviously, if you, in your conference, you get to play home and away, and then you only play once against the other conference sort of thing. So, too Americanized for me. Why? What's the old saying? Don't change something that's not broken.
Yeah, don't fix what's not broken.
Exactly right. So
they don't need to fix it. What they need to do, though, is they need to bring in at least Perth. I'd be happy for an SA team in 5-10 years if the game down there warrants it. Perth needs a side now. If in these next two teams that come out, If we do go the way of a New Zealand team and another Brisbane team, whenever I talk of the NRL, it won't be known as the NRL. It'll be known as the Eastern States Rugby League Competition, because there are more than three states and a territory in the national in the nation. So to be called a national rugby league system, you need to go to WA at least to kind of cover, you know, coast to coast. If they don't, well then, yeah, it's the Eastern States and the Island Rugby League. It's becoming a joke. We went there in 95. Did it work? No, it didn't work, because it was a different time and a different place. Perth was there because Super League came around, and Super League was going to have every game live. So, you know, look, it's a broadcaster's dream to be able to have live games essentially from 1 o'clock 2 at 11 o'clock. 10 hours live. 1 o'clock being your New South Wales Cup on Foxtel. 3 o'clock being the NRL game. 5:30 being an NRL game. 7:30 being an NRL game on the Eastern States. 9:30 an NRL game over there in Perth. It has its merits.
They do that now in the A-League. They have, you know, 5:30, 7:30, 9:30.
Look, if it works in the A-League, and if it works in the AFL, and it works in the Big Bash, why can't we get on board with the NRL? Why do we have to be four steps behind the other sports? Look, I don't like AFL. Everyone that knows me knows I call it gay AFL. All right? But they're known as the Australian Football League. They don't play anywhere else. If they play against other countries, they turn it into Gaelic Football League because, you know, it's where it's derived from. The soccer form of AFL is Gaelic Football League, where they have the same kind of post and whatever else. But at least this AFL is Australian. They've got sides in Queensland. Like, it was long known as the VFL, Victorian Football League. But then they branched out. They branched out to Adelaide. They branched out to Sydney with the Sydney Swans, which was an old Melbourne side. Then they've gone to WA. Now they've gone to Queensland. They're not. They don't have an AFL side in Darwin or Tassie, but they've got strong competitions in both there. NRL or Rugby League has a strong competition in Darwin, not so much in Tassie. There is a decent size competition in Adelaide and a fairly decent strong side competition in WA, where Jackson Tapine's from. So it is imperative that Peter Vilandis and his team go to WA and get a side there. They need to get a side there. That's enough on the expansion of the conference, Dale. Let's get into it. Let's go and talk Junior Rugby League with Little Joseph in the iFly Look Long Play Short right after our iFly ad.
iFly Down Under is located in Penrith in Sydney's west. It was the first indoor skydiving facility in Australia. It was also the largest and most powerful indoor skydiving facility in the Southern Hemisphere. Safe, fun and accessible for people of any ability. iFly Down Under offers flights for first-time flyers, return flyers, sport flyers, junior flyers, skydivers and much more.
Junior flyers, that's where we're aimed at, guys. iFly has come on board as our sponsor for our Look Long, Play Short Junior League segment, where players will get a voucher to go there and experience what iFly can do for you. If you want to go to iFly today, guys, book online at ifly.com.au. Here we go. Our first Look Long, Play Short segment, proudly sponsored by iFly. We have a young Joseph from the under-6-1 Wentworthville Magpies. How you going, big fella?
Good.
You good?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. For those that aren't aware, who's listening to our pod tonight, this is Joseph from the video that we put up on our social media about a month ago now. It hit over 1 million views. You're an overnight internet sensation, mate, and hopefully one day a future NRL star for your beloved South Sydney Rabbitohs. Did mum and dad let you know that you became more famous than them in the space of one tackle?
No.
No? You are. You're more famous than mum and dad. Mate, and famous than your older brothers too.
There you go.
How's that sound? Sound good, doesn't it? Yeah? Sounds awesome. Yeah? We can't. People can't hear. You got to talk through the little microphone.
Yes.
There you go. Hey, so you go for South Sydney, yeah?
Yes.
Who's your favourite player?
Cameron Murray.
Now, why do you like Cameron Murray for?
Because he's a good tackler.
Is he?
Good tackler, just like yourself. So he's that. You've been watching him for a few years now. I see dad and mum's posts for, you know, you go to all the games and stuff. So you've been watching him closely?
I don't know.
He's good?
Yeah, so do you. What's the best part about Cameron Murray's tackle technique, you reckon? What do you reckon's the best part about it?
Is
it?
He pushes people back.
Yeah.
He pushes people back, yeah.
Does he use his shoulder?
Yes.
Yeah? Now, does he tackle? Where does he tackle? Does he tackle up high? Does he tackle low?
Low.
Yeah, that's the best way.
Can't run without legs, can you, mate?
No.
No. None of that swinging the jersey around, is there? You don't like that? Dad doesn't let you do that, does he?
No. Yeah. So, what do you like about rugby league? Do you like running or do you like tackling?
Tackle.
Now, why do you like tackle for? Is it to be able to stop the players? Is it when you're able to smash them nice and into the ground? What do you like tackling more than running? What do you like tackling more than running? It's better.
Tackling.
Yeah. It's better, isn't it?
So you've had a few games now. Did you play last week or was that Anzac?
No, you didn't play.
You played last week? Yeah. Did you just win?
Yeah.
What was the score?
I don't know.
Did you score?
Doesn't matter.
You scored?
Oh, how many?
Did you score a try?
Two tries.
Two tries. So you can score meat pies as well as stopping them.
That's good. Do you get $5 a try, $10 a try? Nothing?
Oh, you know what you should do? You should say to Dad, hey, Dad, $3 a tackle. Every tackle I make, $3. You send Dad broke real quick.
Obviously, you know, you're a member. Do you know your membership number?
No.
Nah. You just turn up to the games. You sit in the Burrow?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Yes.
Do you know any South Sydney songs?
No.
They got a good one, don't they? Called Take Me Home? Botany Road? No?
Glory, Glory?
Yeah, you know Glory, Glory, don't you?
Yeah. Yes. To South Sydney?
Glory, Glory is a good song.
He wasn't born last grand final, was he? 2014?
No.
Here we go. Dad's thinking, when's he born here? 2015 he was born, wasn't he?
Yes.
Well, yes. Good. Do you watch other games in the NRL or do you just watch South Sydney only?
South Sydney only.
Who else is good players in the NRL other than Cameron Murray? Who else is your favourite players?
Trell Mitchell.
Yeah.
Trell, yeah. Who else?
Non-Rabbitohs ones.
Did you like any other players from any other teams?
I didn't know other players from any other team.
A loyal fan, just worry about South Sydney.
What about Nathan Cleary for
Panthers? Everyone likes him.
You like Nathan Cleary? Have you seen his TikTok video? No. So, outside rugby league, what do you like getting up to?
What do you do at home after school or on the weekends if you're not playing footy? PlayStation, Xbox.
PlayStation.
Yeah, I see you got the iPad here. What apps do you play on your iPad?
I don't know what that means.
You got Roblox?
Yep.
Yes, likes Roblox.
There you go. What about, is it Buckle Gun or Beyblades? Into that stuff? Is that school? Nah. That's all good.
Minecraft.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. That's a new craze. What school do you go to, mate? Shelley Public. What's your teacher's name?
Miss Pixie.
Good teacher? That's good. That's very good. Teaches you good stuff? What did you learn about today?
Bugs.
Wow. So you learned about insects at school. That's good. Who's a better cook? Does Mum cook better or does Dad cook better?
Both.
Oh, down the middle.
There we go.
Very good.
What's your favourite meal that Mum makes? What's her special?
Pizza.
What about Dad?
Hamburger.
Homemade hamburgers. Oh, yeah. That's good.
I'm going to come around for a homemade hamburger.
What's your favourite food? So if you get to choose takeaway, what do you choose?
Big Mac.
So you get straight to the Big Mac.
At home, right, everyone at home has to make sure that they're doing something to help their house. So what do you got to do? What
chores?
Chores?
My iPad.
Yeah, so what chores do you have to do? What chores are your roles?
Clean my toy room.
Oh, wow.
Clean the toy room? Take the bin out, or is that your older brother's duty?
No. So just clean the toy room and Mum and Dad's happy?
No.
No? They're still not happy. What else you got to do?
What do you
want
to have to do?
You make your bed? Clothes in the basket.
Yes. Can't have clothes on the floor, can you?
Mum would be upset, mate. You got four boys living at home. Just dump all the clothes on the ground, all the footy stuff, all the smelly things. What days do you train?
Tuesday.
Tuesdays.
And Thursdays?
Just Thursday. Awesome.
All right. If you had $20, what would you spend it on?
A slushie.
You got 19 bucks change.
Wow. You're getting 20 slushies. That'll last you 20 days. That's pretty good. That's good. That's good buying. Very good buying.
What did you get off Santa Claus last year? What did Santa...
Lots of cars.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of heights?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to have to break that afraid of heights because you've got yourself a voucher to go to iFly. You'll be able to go and get dressed up and they'll take you up and make you fly around. You'll be able to go and fly indoors. Don't have to jump out of a plane. You start on the ground and go up in the air. I'd like to thank you, mate, for coming on, having a good conversation with us. Hope you have a good year this year, score a lot of tries, but more importantly, make a lot of tackles.
Okay.
So thank you for coming on to the podcast, buddy.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say?
Nah.
Go South Sydney?
Glory, glory.
You want to sing Glory, Glory on the way out? Nah.
Glory.
Don't get a Knights fan to sing it because it'll give you bad luck. All right, we'll be back after this, guys, with a preview of round 8.
Another great junior rugby league segment there. Thanks to, you know, Joseph and his father, Ben, you know, bringing him out.
Youngest one ever. And you could tell he's a bit shy and he was a bit hesitant. But that's what we love. See, that's us giving back to the game. And, you know, for all the young, shy ones, it's all right. It's their first foray in front of a microphone. Bit nervous. You could see him shaking in his seat when he was talking. Dad had to help him out there with a couple of his answers. But that's what we love, mate. It's junior rugby league. It's the best.
Yeah, it'll be iFly soon. So it's even great. Thanks again, iFly and Barbara out there.
Yeah,
and her
Barbara
team.
And the team, yes.
And, you know, how fitting. We're going to start off with the Rabbitohs too. So they're taking on the Raiders on Thursday night, 7:50, down in the nation's capital, GAI Stadium. So the Raiders, you know, have only won one game at home this season, and they'll be out to end a three-game losing streak, while the Rabbitohs are looking for seven straight. So they lost their first game, they won every game since. So they're flying there at Redfern. So
if you take the second half, they won the second half of that first game too with Benji on the field.
There you
Benji's
go.
Benji's the difference.
There you go.
And so they won 7.5 games.
There you go. Canberra, they lose their captain, Croker, he's out injured. Chris goes to centre and Bailey Simpson comes back in on the wing. Josh Papali'i, he's rested and The Panthers recruit for next year as Critter bringing him into the huddle.
Tapani,
he comes back from, you know, his New South Wales Cup stint. South Sydney unchanged.
They are unchanged from the team list that eventually went to the field.
Exactly right. I couldn't be bothered going through all that.
Okay, they are unchanged
Walker
from
at
the
fullback.
Field. That team that took the field and played in the positions. Not the team list because the team list had Benji at centre. So yes.
No, they had him at 14 for originally on Tuesday.
So Walker is fullback, Benji's 5'8", Gagai's in the centre, Johnson's on the wing, Campbell Graham's on the wing, Jackson Paulo's on the wing, Benji 5'8".
And Reynolds is 7.
Yes.
There you go.
Look, mate,
this is a tough one.
My bold prediction's coming true at the moment, isn't it? It seems to be.
The eighth.
They're going to be four losses. They will fall out of the eight this week. I'm backing Rabbitohs. And I'm backing Rabbitohs by 12 points.
I back the Rabbitohs too. It'll be in a close one on the Friday, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Storm versus Sharks at Amy Park. The Storm, they just keep rolling on after, you know, the big three have long gone from the club. And, you know, Sharks still haven't won since they sacked John Morris, so that's just gold. Sack a coach, because, you know, the coach is always the problem. But anyway, George Jennings is out with the HIA. Tom Eisenhoof is in at centre. Remus Smith goes to the wing. Nelson Asofa Solomona has been rested. Wade Graham returns from his HIA. Aidan Tolman returns from his suspension. And Will Chambers will make the club debut against his former side. He got sent for 10 in the bin for striking in Newtown, so must have got off that charge to be able to be playing. You'd be able to play against his former team.
Yeah. Although he wouldn't have many carryover points after leaving the game going to rugby union anyway, wouldn't he?
Doesn't matter, striking. You know, they want to rub their stuff out. It starts somewhere.
There you go. It's Storm for me, or like I don't see anything else.
$7.50 for Sharks to
gamble responsibly.
Yeah, don't chase your losses.
Anyways, enough about that game.
Yeah, storm for you.
Blockbuster, Queensland Derby times.
Blockbuster. Oh, don't type
Queensland Derby number 2, 7:55.
Titans going to win number 1.
Broncos versus Titans at Suncorp Stadium. The distant feeling has well and truly turned as the big versus little brother encounters in the southeast of Queensland. Brisbane welcome back Anthony Milford and Tyson Gamble are your new halves partnership. Dearden and Croft have been dropped. Arthur's returns in the centres, and then David Mead is out. For the Titans, Don returns on the wing. Philip Sami goes to the centre as Patrick Herbert is out injured. Wrecking ball again. You know, could he score a double against his side like he did in round two?
I reckon he'll score a hat-trick. The problem is he's just got to play for 80 minutes. Don't go missing in the
I wonder what the
half.
Record is for the most hat-tricks in a season. Because if he gets this another one, it's 3.
Interesting.
Let's look that one up. If he gets one on Friday night, I want that stat by at radio.
I'll have to go searching.
There you go.
Maybe Vossie with his facts from David Middleton might let us know that one live on air. Look, yeah, Kevy, he chops and changes. He said Milford's going to play 4 weeks. Now Milford's back. Tyson Gamble's a good halfback. Dearden being dropped because obviously he's just signed a deal with Cowboys, so you probably won't see Dearden in the Broncos jersey again. Crofts, he needs to go back and find his form. Look, you know when a player isn't that good when they get let go by Storm. The amount of players that have come into the Melbourne system that have been journeyman, or you know, you look at the sign and you go, why the hell? There's only been 2 players that they've really let go that didn't do too well, and that's Brody Croft and that's big Georgie Rose. Titans from one here, 13 plus.
Friday, I've got the Titans too, yeah. Saturday, 3 p.m, Panthers versus Seagulls at Carrington Park. That is in Bathurst. Unbeaten competition leaders, Penrith face an unexpected challenge as they prepare to host a rejuvenated Seagull side that they touched up a few weeks ago. Penrith welcome back Appy Coruscant. He's in, and Kenny drops out. Manly are unchanged. Have you seen the streets of Bathurst? All the street signs and all that have got a Panthers or a Seagulls flag on it. It is awesome. I absolutely love logging into Facebook and seeing that. That's what it should be about. And Mudgee was the same too.
I go out there every year, man. They've got super cheap auto ones down the middle of the street for the Bathurst 1000. They do it really well out there. Those flags are good, and those flags are on sale too. I think they're sold out through $35 or something for. But yeah, no, they do that. They do the exact same for super cheap. They've got the old lamppost down the middle of the main street that leads right up to Mount Panorama. It's an awesome feeling every time I drive through Bathurst like that, and it's a great advertising scheme. Look, see, as you said, mate, you know, Penrith touched up Manly a few weeks ago. We go through this conference style. You expect to see the same team, you're versing the same team every 4 or 5 weeks. That's what it's going to be. You know, it doesn't make me excited. You know, I'm shaking my head. You know, you had, what is it? It's not even round 10, and the Broncos and Parramatta played each other twice. The Broncos and Titans are going to play each other twice. Manly and Penrith are going to play each other twice. It's not even round 10.
It's round 8, mate.
Exactly right. It's not round 10 and you've already played it twice. Whoever's done the draw at NRL, give yourself an uppercut.
There's another one. There's another game in this round that play each other in 3 weeks' time too. But
give yourself an uppercut, NRL draw makers. Look, Appy Coruscant will be a massive return. He starts the majority of the spark. And I feel, for the most part, Penrith have still been a bit sluggish out of dummy half because they don't have the bounce. Mitch Kenny's a great player, but he's a different style of player to Appy Coruscant. Yeah, a rejuvenated Manly. I still don't think they're going to win it against Penrith. You'd have to have three or four injuries in Penrith side for Manly to get the cookies in this one, bud.
Yeah, it's good that they got the 3 o'clock game too. So obviously, you know, the town of Bathurst will be pumping, and it'll be a good game. It won't be a touch up like last time, but I feel, you know, Penrith will have way too much anyway.
Saturday, 5:30 PM. Bulldogs are taking on Parramatta at Stadium Australia. Bulldogs, who got their first win last week, they are facing a tougher task than the Cronulla Sharks as they take on the in-form Parramatta Eels. Good to see this. Canterbury are unchanged. I think that's the first time this year. For Para, Madison's been named to return from the HIA. Isaiah Papali'i drops back to the bench, which I feel is the wrong move, which we'll get to in a minute. Hayes Dunster is the new man on the bench as Will Smith is out injured and Dylan Brown returns suspended. Mate, personally here, I feel that Isaiah Papali'i needs to be in the starting side, and if they want to start Madison, they've got to drop Sean Lane to the bench. Sean Lane's probably been their weak link in terms of the forwards.
Yeah, well, I'd even leave Madison on the bench too. It took him 4 or 5 weeks to get over that head knock. It was a sickening challenge. He come through New South Wales Cup last week unscathed, which is good to see. Maybe another week in New South Wales Cup, maybe to do his confidence a bit better as well. But I reckon there'll be a late change. I reckon Madison will come off the bench. That's just my gut feeling. Hayes Dunster, he comes to the scene. He played the semi-final last year because of Jenko doing what he did sort of thing. Good kid. Is it the way to go for a utility? Probably not, because you can only play centre or wing. Dylan Brown, 5K fine today too. We won't talk about that.
As a player, you're on the interchange bench and the coach says, I need to go run dummy half. I don't care how crap I am. I'm playing dummy half. You've got to have a team mentality, not an individual mentality. If the team plays good, then your individual...
Why don't they put Nikora on the bench and put Hayes Dunster at centre or wing where he normally plays?
Could be a late change.
There you go. Heard it here first.
Another late change. Anyway, we're going up the M1 here, mate, for Saturday, 7:30. Knights are versing the Roosters at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Knights, they went toe-to-toe with an unbeaten competition leaders in Penrith last week. And now, obviously, poor options and defensive lapses saw them fall away. They're taking on a Roosters side that are down on troops. Newcastle are unchanged. Roosters are also unchanged, but Tedesco will have to pass HIA protocols. Joseph Suwali is in jersey 21. However, I feel in jersey 18, Matt Ikavalu will come into the side if need be. Brett Morris will push into centre. And
Manu, back
Manu
to
will
one.
Go to fullback if that's the case. Look, I'll be most likely leaving the stadium not long after this one, but I'll be up there for the Bears clash. The Bears are taking on the Knights in the preceding fixture. Look, I'll give it to you, mate. The Knights really turned up last week, and as we said there in the intro, poor last tackle options. Like a kick that Blake Green did in the
65th minute that changed the whole game.
Yeah, it just was Shank. It was a really shite kick. It really was.
It was interesting because Edric Lee, Hommel Hunt and Fitzgibbon have been named on the extended bench to return, but they haven't been named. So there may be some late changes there. Might be one of those mumble-jumble ones that are around. I don't feel Newcastle will pick that side. I don't feel the Roosters will stay with that 1-17 either. I feel there'll be a lot of changes in regards to this. If Edric Lee's fit, you pick him. He scores tries. You know what I mean? And if Fitzgibbon is fit, we need it. Like, Barnett can't make 60 tackles a game. He needs rest. So why not, you know, bring Fitzgibbon on? So interesting times ahead on Saturday.
I feel North Sydney will be carrying 21 players up the road trip as well.
Without it. I've still picked the Roosters. I still think they'll be just too strong, but we can cause an upset here. We caused upset last year against them too.
Yeah, no, exactly right. I feel there'll be a lot of players taking the trip up because you won't know until an hour before kickoff for the Bears. So
you'll know the Roosters side because the Bears will name a side and then you'll know who's going to be playing for the Roosters,
so
won't you?
So the Bears kick off at 5 o'clock. So by 4 o'clock, you'll know if Joseph Suwali's making his debut. By 4 o'clock. Dale, let's get into Sunday, mate.
I love 2 p.m. Sunday games. Warriors versus the Cowboys at Central Coast Stadium. The impressive NRL debut of Reece Walsh is small comfort for the Warriors side, dealing with a mounting injury tally while preparing to face the resurgent Cowboys. Reece Walsh, we just talked about, he was named at fullback. Now he's named in the halves. RTS goes back to fullback. Jason Tomalolo returns from injury from the Cowboys. What an unlucky that bloke that is. He broke his hand and then recovered from that, broke, did the same injury on the other hand at
look,
training.
I'm telling you now, this recent look, it's Jason Tomalolo.
How do the Broncos let this kid go? They let Sam Walker go because they said Dearden was the future, and then they let Dearden go to the Cowboys, and then they've let Reece Walsh go to the Warriors.
Doesn't this feel like deja vu from another club? West Tigers? Deja vu, just letting all the players go. Players don't want to stay at Broncos at the moment. Don't know what it is in the system.
Steve Renoff called out the Brisbane Broncos recruitment team.
Yes. Sometimes it's not the coach. Sometimes it's the front office. Look.
This will be a good game. I'm actually looking forward to this game. Cowboys.
We won't be watching this game. We've got ourselves another corporate box.
That too. But I'm actually looking forward to this game. Cowboys, I picked them in my eight. So they're going for four victories in a row, which is good. Jason Tamalolo will help. I feel they may just have enough. Let's see how they travel.
Let's just see how this Reece Walsh kid goes at 5'8". He threw a superb ball to Mamalo.
Yeah, yes. Mamalo scored a hat-trick.
Yeah,
and the kick too.
He threw a superb ball to Mamalo late in the second half too. It was he look, you know, the hype that some people put on players is too much. But I'm telling you now, Sam Walker, Reece Walsh, I feel sorry. Once they start getting their game, you know, good games under the belt there. That's Queensland as well. Then you add in Jake Simpkin, Billy Walters. Queensland's future's looking pretty lit, mate. It's going to be good when it comes to Origin. Sunday, 4 p.m, Dragons, West Tigers at Wynn Stadium. And yes, the final whistle boys will be there in a box corporate seat. Thank you to Victor. Davey boy, mate, you've come through with the goods again. So Dragons come crashing back down to earth last week and the week before with back-to-back losses. And the Tigers are in crisis mode. Hunt returns from injury. Clune drops back to the bench. Max Fiagai makes his debut on the wing for the suspended Piera. For the West Tigers, Joey Lolua is in and Michael Cheekham has dropped out. I don't see nothing but a red and white victory here.
Yeah, every time we've gone to a corporate box. Tigers have lost.
And we're going to be there again.
So that'll be, yep, three ticks. Yeah,
it'll be interesting. Have you ever been to this ground?
I've been in a penthouse across the road.
Don't want to know what you do. Cass doesn't want to know.
I've never been there. I've been outside. I haven't been inside.
I used to do daily deliveries outside.
Never been inside to it. I know. I've been there. It'd be cold. If it's not a warm day, it'd be cold there. The southerly coming through there will cut you in half. But
we're in a box.
We're in a box.
Dale, mate, we got radio Saturday morning. Junior league out here in Penrith is back on. Mate, I've got a bumper day. Hey,
you got a bumper weekend.
Waking up at 5:30 in the morning on Saturday to get myself waked up for radio, then go to radio, then footy at 9:45 for my daughter, then a 1 o'clock game for the boy, and then get straight in the car and drive to Newcastle for the Bears. Come home, sleep, recover, wake up in the morning, probably have a bit of a sleep in, and then yeah, down to the corporate box down in Wollongong, and then home, and then possibly to work.
You going to work, mate. Too many days off. Missus will slap you. She'll start slapping me soon.
You're the one that organises these boxes. I just go and...
Just rock up?
Yeah, exactly. Last one was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember what beer count was.
How are we getting there?
Driving.
That too. Davey.
You going to come out and watch the boys run around on Saturday, or you got too much on? Get out there with your TFW shirt on.
Maybe a chance. I've got my sister-in-law's 30th. I've got a bumper weekend too, radio. I've got soccer Friday, radio. Maybe at the junior league. Sister-in-law's 30th birthday. What's on Sunday? There's something on Sunday in the morning, and then we're going to win. I don't have the kids this weekend too. That'd be mum, so.
Oh, look out. Oh, Good old mum.
I'll get home and I'll go to a soccer on Friday night and I won't see them until Monday. When I get home from the corporate box, I'll be in sleep by the time we get home. What time's it finish? 6?
Yeah.
Time we get home about 7:38. Yeah, they'll be in bed. They go to bed at 7, mate. Tight ship at our house.
Yeah, I know.
Just for the kids, mate.
Don't put me other leg, mate.
Where's the 1 o'clock kickoff at home?
No, Sinclair. Pepper Tree.
Nice ground.
Very good ground.
Good barbecue, too.
Very good barbecue. 5 stars.
4.9.
You're a hard taskmaster, mate.
It's not perfect. It's not. No, it's not 4.9.
It's 5.1.
If it's free.
Saturday morning, 7:09 a.m. SWA 99.9, Sydney's West. The difference is the music. Hope to catch you all there. Until next time. See ya.
And that's the final whistle.